All right, it's a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey on the line from CNET, and it is Election Day. We don't have to tell you that, Bridget. And people can find out some of the results online, Twitter. How do we find these things out?
Oh, I think what's interesting in this year is that there's so many ways to just stay hooked in the news without even needing a television because of all of the networks really are streaming on their websites, so you can always tune in live there. Newspapers have dropped their paywalls, so if you want to cover, you know, follow it that way.
Just for the day.
They have?
Just for the day, right?
Some for the day and also tomorrow and the next day.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, and some even local papers are doing that, too. And then there's people who want to be really obsessive. If you're that kind of person, there's this new startup company called Votecaster. They are churning out projection numbers as they come in throughout the day and working with some news sites like Slate and Vice. So you can see the real-time numbers as they come in. The problem is, you know, normally you don't get that kind of stuff in the news because you get the true idea at the end of the day. And maybe, you know, people might be discouraged if they see that there's a lead, but really it's not a realistic lead because you can't really, you know, be sure what the true results are. But if you're someone who likes, you know, the nitty-gritty details of the nail biting, like as it goes up and down like a roller coaster, you can do that now because that's the internet and that's you can get those raw numbers. But then there's other things that I'm kind of more interested in, like if I want to be a little more chill and just kind of tune out of the stress, you can go to Firefox's Facebook page. They have a live stream of a red panda exhibit all day long.
Oh, wow. I'm in.
From the San Francisco Zoo.
Good timing on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all different things for every spectrum of interest in the election.
Now, are they showing red pandas and blue pandas? Because you don't want to side with right. one team. You know that.
Yeah, I don't know. It is a little biased. I think it's just red pandas.
It is.
All right, I hate to put you on the spot, and I should have asked you this before, and if you don't know, that's fine. But what is this 538 webpage? Nate Silver's 538. It's statistical analysis to
right.
say what's going on, and he has Hillary Clinton winning, chance of winning 71.4% over Donald Trump's 28.6%. This is the first time I've seen this 538. What do you know about that?
Oh,
that's the electoral votes.
That's popular with the political junkies for sure, because Nate Silver really crunches numbers in a different way. And so when he's doing predictions, people get really excited because it's a little different than just the cold data.
I check it several times a day, Wendy.
Absolutely. They have electoral votes, Hillary Clinton 302.2 to Donald Trump's 235.0. And then the popular vote, Hillary Clinton 48.5%, Donald Trump 44.9%.
There's a lot of ways to, like, you can have a couple tabs open this election and just, like, look at his numbers, look at live stream, you know, and if you need comedic relief, I'm sure you've heard about this, you know, Stephen Colbert has that live stream tonight on Showtime where he's going to be uncensored, you know, and you can always get the free Showtime app by just, you know, canceling later and get the free month trial, but that's what I'll be doing tonight, too, when I can't take it.
Completely uncensored.
Well, it is Showtime, and so it sounds like you may be doing some cursing, I'm sure.
Isn't it great that we have to use the term popular vote with two candidates that are so unpopular? I love that the phrase is still popular
right.
vote. It should be something else, tolerable vote or something. all right, this is important. There's a new version of Siri coming to Samsung, and I love it because I love the name that they've given it.
Bixby.
Like the greatest actor of all time, Bill Bixby.
Yes, and you don't want to make him angry.
No. No.
Why'd they choose Bixby? I mean, I loved Bill Bixby, don't get me wrong, but...
Well, okay, we don't know for sure. Samsung put out a trademark request for a digital assistant named Bixby, so you can put it together, but they could always change it later. But here's the deal. Samsung is saying to Reuters and Wall Street Journal that they're going to have a digital assistant just like Siri, just like Cortana, just like Alexa, but it's going to be on Samsung phones, and it's going to be smarter than Siri. Well, Samsung recently acquired the company that made Siri. The people who made Siri started a new company to make a better digital assistant with your voice commands, And we're expecting it to be probably tied in that way. And Samsung has a few hints, although they're not giving away a lot, just that it'll work with other outside apps. And you can imagine Samsung has so many products like televisions and refrigerators that they're probably going to make it so you can talk to your dishwasher. Who knows? But, you know, they'll integrate it with more than just a phone if they want it to take off. Because right now, who needs another voice to talk to? Especially if you have Android already. You're already using the Google one. So they have to do something to make it compelling.
What about things that explode? Doesn't Samsung have to worry about things like that?
Oh, yeah. They're having a bit of a problem there, too. You heard they officially recalled their washing machines for exploding. So, yeah, if you have a Samsung washing machine.
And their phones.
Yeah, and their phones, of course. They apologized in print. Because, you know, that's the new thing to do now. They took out some full-page ads in a couple major papers, like the Times and the Journal, apologizing for the whole Note 7 battery fiasco. But they still are investigating what the cause is. So, you know, that new phone with the Bixby on it, don't expect that to come out anytime soon, because they're already saying that they're delayed in that. Normally, these things get announced in February. It's looking like it might not be announced till April. They need more time to figure out what went wrong on the Note 7 before they can start selling another phone.
The Courtship of Eddie cell phone. That should be the new phone that they put out.
Are the sales down with Samsung because of all these exploding things? And why don't they sponsor like a pyrotechnics show?
Yes.
Or a 4th of July explosion?
That's
or something
excellent.
Like that?
Right.
They need you on their marketing team. You know how to turn it around.
That's what you do. But now, have they taken a hit business-wise?
Oh, yeah. I mean, their stock definitely took a big hit because of how much, you know, all the recalls and all the products that, you know, they're really eating the cost of all this. I mean, they just stopped production of the Note 7 and recalling them all and offering, you know, people to get a refund with a new phone. There's also just the fact that, you know, who now wants a Samsung
right.
phone? The damage is long-lasting here.
Here's the idea. You get Jimmy Walker to be your spokesperson, and he goes, Samsung phones, they're dynamite! And then they just explode in the commercial. Would that work, Bridget, or work against them?
I think it works. It has a bit of a Geico vibe to
All
it.
All right,
you know?
Let's go with it.
People like those.
Let's go with it. Now, is this here? This might be preliminary, but is somebody trying to buy Vine, or am I imagining that? Vine, you told us last week, is gone or going away, and both Wendy and I wept openly. We don't want Vine to go away, but now somebody may buy it. Do you know about this?
Well, that's what they're talking about. The way it could survive is if someone buys it. There's whispers that people might be talking to Twitter on how they could buy it. This is that 6-second looping video that's so quirky. Yeah.
That nobody uses much anymore because of Snapchat, correct?
Well, I think all of our attention is torn, and yeah, we are more on Snapchat, but there was a vibrant community that just liked being popular on Vine. You know, people find their little home, and they got their network, and they have their fans, and they want to be able to still use it. But if someone did eat it up, it definitely is a way to save it. I think that's what maybe Twitter did. They kind of announced that it was dying and that they wouldn't delete it, but they at a certain time in the future, they'll just stop letting the app work. That tells me that they're going, you know what, Maybe we'll give it some time in case someone does want to buy it.
It's just too long. Who's got 6 seconds? If it was 4 seconds, I could see, but who's got 6 seconds?
just wait. Yeah. Yeah, there's always something new, and that's going to be the new thing. Yeah.
All right.
Did you already vote, Bridget?
I did.
I got my sticker. Bill's going to do it later on. We'll see what happens. I will be following everything in the world to see what happens throughout the day.
I'm still following those red pandas.
Bridget, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
That's Bridget Carey with CNET. It's right there on your computer, CNET.com. We'll take a quick break, and then Steve has the news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.